First of all, there's a Rav here collecting for a special organization in Eretz Yisrael. He's going to speak for us for a minute at the end of Maariv. He has a tudah from Tinek, so we'll have an opportunity to give tzedakah for this important cause. One topic that I always tend to talk about late as we get closer to Pesach, but should always talk about it early, is the question of people figuring out how to feed their pets over Pesach. And the reason it's important to talk about it early is because people who have pets, not me, always tell me that it takes their pets a long time to get ready to change over their diets. If you have a dog, etc., you can't just change them the day before. It can cause all kinds of trouble for the animal. So it's always important to deal with this question nice and early. So we know there's a challenge in general with pet food. A person is allowed to, you're not allowed to eat non-kosher food, but you're allowed to give your pet non-kosher food. That's fine. There's no Isra Hana from a nevela. Items that are meat that's not kosher, that's fine. You're allowed to you can get benefit from that and give it to your animal. But basar b'chalav is not only asar for us to eat, but it's asar for us also to get hana from. And therefore, it's important to always, all year round, to be careful to make sure any pet food that you buy for your animals doesn't have basar b'chalav. Many dog foods have basar b'chalav, and it's important to be careful to check. You can check all year round the Star K, the CRC, the OU, etc., to get lists of pet foods that don't have basar b'chalav, because that itself is its own isser. We just get a chance to always mention that around Pesach time. But that's not a Pesach issue. That's a separate year-round issue. But Pesach is a separate issue, but it's a related issue. And that is that chametz is not just us to eat on Pesach, as we know. We're very, very careful. By Rabbi Matzeh, it is forbidden for a person to get any benefit from chametz on Pesach. And therefore, that to own dog food that you're going to, A, you're going to own it. But B, you're going to feed to your animal. So that would be a problem of Isra Hana. You're going to get Hana from the chametz on Pesach. And therefore, a person has to make sure, like I said, there are lots of lists. The Star K, the CRC, the OU, etc., who put out these lists of kosher for Pesach, dog foods and cat foods and gerbil foods, and you figure out how to feed your fish. There's always to get the right things to feed your animals. But it's important to check ahead of time and to change them over nice and early so they have the opportunity to change over. One thing that's important to remind everybody is that kitnios, while we don't eat Ashkenazim, the minute not to eat kitnios on Pesach, there's absolutely no issur to own kitnios. And certainly no issue to get a benefit from kitnios. You can give your animals kitnios. So there's kitnios, rice, whatever, in a dog food or in a food that's made for other animals. So that's certainly permissible to do. People sometimes ask the question, why can I just sell my dog? So the answer is, in theory, you can sell your dog if it was a real sale and you know what you're doing. If you don't know what you're doing, then you could think and you're selling your dog, you give someone a dollar and you think you've sold your dog and you didn't do it. And if you didn't do it, then it turns out, the non-Jew doesn't know your dog, and now you are getting again benefit from your food, from chametz on Pesach. So it's something people can do. Some people do that. They put the dog away at a kennel for the duration of Pesach, for all of Pesach, and they sell the dog. Instead, there are ways to do it, but you have to know what you're doing. So you got to talk to somebody who knows what they're doing in order to do that correctly. But as a general rule, if you're going to be keeping your dog for Pesach, which most people do, so you should make sure to to get them the right kosher Pesach food, and make sure to get it to them early so they can transition in time for Yom Tov.